What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Back from break. And update. Open mic. Last hour on the fan tonight. And like I said, we don't have Big Mac this week. I don't know if we have Big Mac next week. I know Gallo will do his thing. But I know there's so many people that I talk to, you know, they get kind of used to myself, Big Mac at night. And then there's also people that don't like me or Big Mac. And maybe you're pumped up for the change. But yeah, Gallo will be holding it down tonight. I think Al Cintron will get a couple nights as well. I will be here tomorrow late after the Tampa Bay game. I will be here Wednesday late after the Tampa Bay game. Then Thursday, I'm filling in for BT and Sal. I believe they're going to go play golf with Mike Francesa. And programming alert tomorrow, 12 hours from now, BT and Sal will have the Yankees manager, Aaron Boone, on the show at 11 a.m. Let's get back to the phones and talk to these Yankee fans that have been waiting. Val is in the Bronx, back on the fan.
Fitz, my man, what's going on, King?
You know, hanging out, holding it down, trying to get these people through a five-hour show.
You know, my man, as always, bro, always and forever listening. I don't call all the time. It's been a while since we talked. But you're killing it as always, bro. Every time I'm listening, you're killing it as usual.
I got a
Yankee thing I want to talk to you about and a Jets thing. But real quick before I say it, that story you were giving earlier, you know what I'm saying? The one thing I'm going to say about that, bro, I'm not here to judge anybody. You know, I told you already, I got a daughter. She's a grown woman now. And I tell her to this day, daddy will do life for anybody that try to get in your way because I love her that much. You know what I'm saying? And
urgent.
So I'm never here to judge anybody as far as what you got to do for you and yours.
Yeah.
But the thing that I did not like about that story, bro, do what you got to do, bro. But don't let that kid be there with you when that's going on. That could have went south all kinds of different ways. And
yeah.
Now she's wrapped up in whatever happened. That's the one thing I didn't like about it. Like, why would you have her there with you? And not only that, but people forget, bro, as young as she may have been, they see things, son. They see things, and they are watching things 24/7. And if that's what they see and you do, you got nothing to tell them later on when they develop these things and start doing stuff like that or see the world that way, too.
Bro, I had some of those same thoughts. A lot of that went through my mind, and I just came around to, hey, maybe, you know, he needed those groceries for his daughter. Tough times. He got that off. I wasn't snitching, but I'm like, I could take the story and share it somewhere else. It'll never get back to him.
Yeah, now I got a weakness for people who do ill things too, or around, or you know, with kids involved. That's a bad look right there. Again, not here to judge. Do what you got to do, but leave them out of it.
Right.
But to get to my points real quick, though, man, with the Yankee stuff, I don't want to say too much about it because you know we haven't talked for a while. But I've been saying it to any of my friends that ask. All of a sudden, when the Yankees go through bad times, everybody knows I'm a Yankees fan and
yep.
wants to talk to me about my Yanks.
Understood.
So the one thing that I've been saying consistently, you know, people keep acting like, you know, Boone and Cashman are, you know, dudes sitting down playing MLB The Show and they moving the joystick the wrong way. They operating the controller the wrong way. I hear you with some of the gaffes, and I know he's done some crazy things with our bullpen. But a lot of the stuff that's been going on over this time has been on the players, bro, and them not being focused. The one thing I will say, I'm just hoping what I've been seeing of late, they seem like they are focused and they actually appreciate and understand, you know, the pain and the same urgency that we as the fans feel. And they seem like they're focused on the task at hand. They're just watching the series and the games that are in front of them. Never mind what anybody around you is doing. You just go out there, play your best and try to get what you can from each series that's in front of you. I've said it to you in the past before. You know, you got to worry about the food that's in front of you.
Yeah.
This is a critical time when it comes right down to that. And if I could just leave you with one more thing about my Jets real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say this, all right? I heard you bring it up early on with, like, when the Jackson Dart stuff started in the preseason. He's been looking good. I give Giants fans, you know, their props for that. He's been looking nice. You know what I'm saying? And I heard you bring it up with, like, you know, that could kind of cancel or kill any of the Shador stuff that might have lingered for anybody who had any thoughts as a Giants fan about Shador. The one thing I haven't heard, and as a Jets fan, I'm going to say it right now. All the stuff that, like, you know, and I know we had the first preseason game where he looked good, and I'm not trying to poo-poo anything you've been saying about Justin Fields, because to be honest with you, that's really all I have to hope for. I have to hope that we are like a Philly light as far as how we go about the game and how we treat things offensively. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Not that he's Jalen Hurts, but that's the only chance that we have to kind of like a model that looks something like that. But what I will say, after a game like what happened this weekend, and for all the things that you know, since he's been in the league, Fields has as far as question marks about him, these are the same things that have been, that were talked about as the best elements of Shador Sanders. And from what I've heard, from what I'm hearing from Cleveland camp, he seems like he's going through what he needs to go through. I'm not saying that and I love Aaron Glenn, and I love Muji. I'm not saying that what they're doing right now, that there's anything wrong with it, but I would have just felt a little bit more comfortable if I had somebody like a Shador Sanders in camp going through this thing, like, you know, whether he's pushing Fields or he's competing with him for the job. You know what I'm saying? Because at the same time, if you look at what it would have taken, and I'm not this is not even hindsight. We all went through that whole draft scenario. Mm-hmm. We could have had him as a flyer, bro. Like, I mean, you know, we saying that, you know, we worried about throwing the ball. So far, I haven't heard any, you know, like bad knocks so far from Shador as far as throwing the ball. We talking about reading the field and you know,
that's
having
what
to
he
rush
does.
Reads and stuff.
He's
you know
not
what
a
saying?
Runner
that's
at all.
What he
yeah,
does.
Yeah.
So I would have loved to have him in the camp. You know what I'm saying? Just to give me some kind of backup chance that if this does not work out,
I mean, they had plenty of opportunities to take him. They took, I think they might have taken and Mason Taylor before him. Thanks for the call, Val. I just got to move it along, and I don't have enough time, and you said a lot, and I want to respond. Shador Sanders. I don't think I mentioned his name all night, but maybe in my praise of Jackson Dart, it might have sounded like I alluded to Shador, and I know a lot of people have tried to lump them together, but I'm not. Shador was drafted in the fifth round. If anything, what I said about Jackson Dart is, let's not forget this is a first-round drafted quarterback. And I said that the national media is paying attention. I'm seeing a lot of different clips and conversations come up. There's a podcast on The Volume. I forget the guy that's like this like quarterback, you know, guru or supposed to be on The Volume. He was talking about Jackson Dart. I'm watching Ocho Cinco and Shannon Sharp, a clip from their nightcap show talking about Jackson Dart. When you come out and ball the way that Jackson Dart has in his first two preseason games, everybody takes notice, and it's the quarterback position, and the NFL is king. And if it was the other way around, there'd be even louder noise about, hey, the Giants had the number 3 overall pick. The Giants traded back into the first round to get this kid, and he's looking like a bust. Nobody can say that. The Giants are looking like they stole the draft that first day, and I was on the fan telling you so much that they did. They got Abdul Carter. They traded back in. They didn't wait till day 2. They went and got their man. Shador Sanders is a fifth-round quarterback. He's also probably going to be fourth string. I don't know if that is right, but I do see a scenario where Joe Flacco is hurt. Kenny Pickett is also hurt. Dylan Gabriel is not that much better, and we'll see what happens with that, but you know, going back to Justin Fields, and what I compared Justin Fields to is Jalen Hurts and how critical people were of Jalen Hurts' passing game this year when he won the Super Bowl. And he literally had a game where he came out and balled, throwing the ball to A.J. Brown, and he sat in the postgame and he said, oh, so that's what y'all wanted to see, huh? These guys can throw the ball. You don't get to that level without being able to throw the entire route tree. They got to be put in the right positions. And offensive games are called setting up plays. The run sets up the pass, the play action. And you specifically have an offensive coordinator and a head coach coming from Detroit where that's what they did with David Montgomery and Jahmyr Gibbs. They established the run. It made it easier for Jared Goff, who is a better thrower of the ball than Justin Fields. Yeah, but it made it easier for him to complete passes and find Amon-Ra St. Brown and find Jameis. Well, you know, so we'll get there. I'm not quitting on the Jets operation this early with Justin Fields. And they didn't want the presence of a Shedeur Sanders in the building. Aaron Glenn doesn't want a celebrity quarterback coming from the Parcells coaching tree. He didn't want a if they wanted a celebrity quarterback that would have had all this attention, they could have just stayed with Aaron Rodgers. So, no. And now going back to the Yankees, what you were saying about Boone and Cashman, and I like the thought of finish your food. I think when I was talking to the Fireside guys and maybe somebody else, we had like you gotta, and even David Rifkin, you gotta finish the food in front of you. You can't be thinking about a soft schedule. You can't even be thinking about the Red Sox coming up. You have two games against Tampa in front of you. Tonight was a great night for the Yankees. They didn't play a game. The Astros lost. The Red Sox lost. The Blue Jays lost. The benches are clearing because Tommy Pham, former Met, remember him a couple years ago? Tommy Pham bat flipped a walk and flipped the bat on the plate in front of the catcher. The catcher, you know, had something to say about it. The Pirates beat the Blue Jays tonight, 5-2. What a great night for the Yankees. Finish your food, handle your business in Tampa against the Rays in your building. Take those two and then set yourself up for a situation here. When you look at the standings, like the Yankees are right there. As I go to refresh them and I go to click wild card, like this is setting up for a week to really get right. The Yankees went from the bottom wild card to the top wild card based off of where they are at 67 and 57, 10 games over 500 with a 540 winning percentage. Go get those two games. Bruce is in Flushing on the fan next. What's up, Bruce?
These two Yankee points and a Giant point.
Yes, sir.
First on Yankee point. Did you see John Heyman's article on Friday?
No, I'm not subscribed to the Post to read more, and I don't pay for that. And I'm blocked by John Herman. I can't see any of his stuff. And,
okay. Well, the reason why I bring this up, he wrote about Bellinger going possibly to the Mets. We'll get to that.
Oh, I did see that, and I spoke on that Sunday. Like, get the what.
No, I want to get to what he said at the bottom of the article.
You know what? Because people clipped it and put it out, so I didn't have to read the article. But it's just like, bro, and this comes back to me from the nonsense that happened with him joining my show. It couldn't be more obvious, two things, that you work for Boris Corp and that you lean heavy Mets. And I had an issue with it because we are still very much in season. The Mets have their own issues. The Yankees have their own issues. But why now are we talking about Cody Bellinger and the Mets having their eyes on him? Didn't the Mets have their eyes on Vladdy Jr. as well? That never materialized. Like, I don't know. That rubbed me the wrong way. I felt like there was a bunch of other things to write about between the Mets and the Yankees. But we're going to talk about Cody Bellinger, who was out there dazzling us at first base, turning double plays, finishing double plays, and has been a great Yankee. And we just came off of Old Timers Day where his dad was on the field. The next day, his dad throws out the first pitch. Why are you going there with Steve Cohen and his money going to make a push for Cody Bellinger? Maybe Cody Bellinger doesn't want to be a Met anyway.
What I'm specifically going for, because you may not have seen it, at the bottom of the article, when he goes through his whole thing about the possibility of him going to the Mets, at the bottom of the article, and I think I got the almost the exact phrase I read, let's hope the Mets do it.
That's what he wrote? Yeah.
Yes.
Because there's some type of thing going on with...
writers, I grew up...
They're supposed to be neutral.
Yeah, right.
That's what I was told. I don't even go to the media area anymore because I can't wear a Yankee logo in there, and I don't want to kick it with these writers anyway. I'm not a writer. I'm a fan and a host. But I guess in this time of even us WFAN hosts, there's no way a host can be neutral. They could lie to you. They could pretend. But we all got into this rooting for teams. But when you're writing an article for the New York Post, there are two New York teams. I don't know how you could be so slanted to say, I hope the Mets do it and, like, put an offer out there. And it's Boris Corp. Belly is represented by Boris, and we understand, who's pulling the strings on that. Like, hey, John, It's so corny, though.
It blew my mind. Second point.
It's on brand. I don't think anybody's surprised. And then even with today's latest, did you see this? I'm not. I can't see the guy's tweets, and I don't care to. I'm so over all that. Whatever. I'm not going to talk down on him. I don't even say his name anymore. But I'm seeing people on Yankees Twitter quote the tweet, and not quote the tweet, but just put the screenshot out where he writes, "Fairly, the big dumper is the AL MVP leader at the moment. Can never count out Aaron Judge, an all-time great, but a great defensive catcher with the MLB home run and RBI lead is a compelling case." Why are you lobbying for Cal Raleigh right now?
Is he Boris compliant?
I don't think so.
Never know.
Let me look that up.
Second Yankee point. I don't know if you remember this, but a while back I called you and I said I thought that
Ben Rice, yeah, could catch.
Ben Rice, his position will be catcher, and you poo-pooed me.
I didn't think it was a reality. I thought it was just first base and catcher. You were on to something because you follow the minor leagues. That was his true position.
Right. He had, like, I think we said, like, 130 games, 170 games. Forgot the exact amount. But watching him, he's a damn good catcher.
He's better than Wells. They're doing better with him behind the mound, and he's turning it into production at the plate. And, like, I think he's just finally at home where he feels like, you know, the best at, and I mean, he's better at catcher than first base. He's had some trouble scooping those Volpe, ground balls.
Yeah, well, that is going to be interesting to see what happens next year.
We need a right-handed catcher. Wells has had a rough year, and J.C. Ascara, that story wore off.
Right. I think Wells will bounce back next year. I really do.
No, we need him to bounce. This year's not done. We got to bounce back this year. Like, there's no other catcher, and all we do is trade our catching prospects away. Wells got to get going. What I didn't feel like was, like, I didn't think that they would trust Ben Rice with the staff. But then, I heard through the grapevine and some other things that, like, Ben Rice prepares really well, and some of these guys actually prefer Ben Rice.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so,
he's a likable guy. Who doesn't like Uncle Ben Rice, Benny Blanco Arroz, number 22, the best number 22 in New York baseball?
And everything he hits hard. Right. I mean, I'm not going to say he's the unluckiest hitter, like Boone says, but he's a damn good hitter, and he puts the barrel on the bat. On to the Giants. I'm not going to go crazy because it's exhibition season. However, my eyes don't lie. This kid is going to be a good quarterback. I'm not going to go overboard. I know Russell Wilson is the starter.
Right.
But if you're the Giants, especially if a quarterback goes down with injury this week or the first couple of weeks, I don't see no reason why you shouldn't be able to trade Winston. And you probably can get a third or fourth round draft pick for him.
In this NFL, I think a couple years back we learned this, and I said this, if you don't have two quarterbacks, you don't have one. And it used to be if you have two quarterbacks, then you don't have one. But what I mean by that is you need depth. All of these starters get hurt. We see it every year, these starters go down. When you go back to 2 years ago, it was Aaron Rodgers going down. It was Kirk Cousins going down. It was Joe Burrow going down. Dak Prescott going down. Like, you need the depth. So what I feel like they did here was add another layer of protection for a Jackson Dart by having a Russell Wilson, having a Jameis Winston. I don't know. He might beat out Jameis for the number two spot.
He should.
He should. Based off of what we've seen.
Yeah.
But I don't know how quick they're going to throw him into the fire because of how tough the schedule is and how much they need this kid to succeed. They can't mess him up. I would throw Winston in there before I throw Dart in there, but Dart might force the issue. It seems like he has already. It seems like he belongs. He's not over his head. I don't know what exactly the season's going to hold, but I don't think that they're going to trade Jameis Winston. I think they want him in that quarterback room for depth, for protection, and just his personality and what he brings. to the locker room. Thanks for the call and all the insight and all the stuff always, Bruce. Cal Raleigh is not a Boris client. I just think that John Herman is somebody that is not getting any info or leaks out of the Yankee environment. Maybe he's feeling some type of way about the New York Yankees now. I don't know. Maybe he's a Keith McPherson hater. And Keith McPherson is a Yankee fan. But it's like, bro, it's so obvious, right? And to think that that whole thing happened with me on air, the audacity of me and the way people reacted. People trip me out with their reactions to some of our WFAN hosts. But to think that that whole thing went down and went viral, thanks, appreciate it. And it was like, oh, how dare he insinuate. You make it mad obvious, bro. What are we talking about? It's so obvious. Your angles. You're so obvious. We can see it. You got nothing good to say about the Yankees. And we just feel like there's always some type of lean towards, you know, baseball's super agent, the Bond villain of baseball, Scott Boris. All right, anyway, what else are we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about the Mets before with Ross and Bergen County, with Anthony Recker, and Scott Boris is not your friend, Mets fans. He's finessed a ton of money out of Steve Cohen. And you know what's crazy? As John Herman is over there writing articles about the Mets going after Cody Bellinger, write an article about the Mets going after Pete Alonso, locking up Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso wants to play till he's 40. David Stern's got to step up. Hey, David and Steve got to step up. Yo, let's talk to some Mets fans on The Fan. Brian is in East Hanover before we go to our next break. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Keith. Good to talk with you. I'm actually a Yankees guy, but calling with a Mets point.
Okay.
Also heard foul territory. Scott Braun, actually my cousin. So
Scott,
yes,
is the man.
I'm biased, but foul,
I'm sure I don't have to tell
Scott
you that.
Scott is the dude. He has, two brothers. And Todd Frazier. So, anyway, kind of small world there. But Scott is the guy. My Mets point, I understand these starters don't go deep, but it seems like it's maybe a surprise that these starters don't go deep. You know, they have Clay Holmes, the converted closer to starter. Like, this is how David Stearns constructs rosters. And what I'm so excited for as a Yankee fan, but really a sports enthusiast, I'm both Yankees and the Mets side. You know, they say baseball a lot of times. It's like, oh, anyone can manage it. It's computer. It's analytics, things like that. Both of these managers in the postseason, maybe more the Mets because their starters go, you know, 3, 4, 5 innings. I'm real – like, this is where Mendoza's going to have to shine of how he puts together the 5th to the 9th inning. And I'm just so excited to see how he pieces it together. And obviously Boone has, you know, his issues with pinstripes as well with the starting pitchers. But, like, this is where the managers are going to make their money.
No, you're right. Thanks for the call, Brian. I mean, I said it. I'm like, I feel bad for Mendy, but I don't. I feel bad because it's like he hasn't been given the ace. Who's the ace of the Mets rotation? David Peterson? Sean Manaea isn't what you thought he was. Like, he hasn't been given that stopper that, hey, I don't got to worry today. This guy's going to go 7 innings, give up a run, and preserve the bullpen. And now this is going to be a stretch where Mendy's got to manage his ass off, assuming that these guys still don't go any further than the 4th, 5th inning. 888-808-1019. We'll do a big shot of the night when we come back. Open mic hour continues. Keith McPherson on The Fan until midnight. KM to AM returns right after this.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Welcome.
The Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by WFAN and me, Keith McPherson. Bright lights, big city, New York. We got a bunch of big shots. And you know what? The Yankees didn't play tonight. So we were leaning on some performances of other teams to knock down our foes, our enemies, the other teams in the standings. Let's pour up a double shot for two starting pitchers. One goes out to Paul Skeens, who faced off against the Toronto Blue Jays. Boo! Paul Skeens goes 6 innings, 5-hit ball, only giving up 2 runs, striking out 8. They wouldn't score any more than that. They were up 3-2, and then they tacked on 2 more in the 8th, and the Pirates win. Also, Trevor Rogers. I'm telling y'all, the Orioles are not a slouch. I'm only hoping that by the time we face them late, they shut some guys down for 2026, call up some of their young guys, because like the Orioles are winning games right now. Anyway, the other shot goes to Trevor Rogers from the Orioles. He went out there, pitched 7 innings, a 4-hit ball, only gave up 1 run, and the O's knock off the Red Sox 6-3. Check the standings, hit refresh. Your New York Yankees, without playing a game, are the first wild card, and they are only now 5 games back of first place. It's real. Sweep them so I know it's real. It's real. Like, we're not out of anything right now. We're not out of anything right now. Keith McPherson on the Fan, taking your calls at 888-808-1019. Talking to people in the chat. Shout out to the YouTube chat. I just ran to Gallo. Gallo's coming up next, filling in for C-Mac. You know, we just powwowed real quick. I just think it's dope that we have gotten to the point that we're doing this overnight live stream where you could see us. And Gallo is one of our digital wizards with Cap, with Izzo. And, yeah, he's going to host a show tonight. And, you know, I just think it's perfect timing because he knows how to, you know, operate the live stream, the cameras and whatnot. We're in the future, man. We're in the future, man. And in the future, again, programming alert for the Yankee fans. 11 a.m., Aaron Boone will be on BT and Sal, which you can watch on YouTube and Twitch. And you guys have been watching it on Twitch and now YouTube for almost about a month. So let's get back to the phones and take the calls. And here's something that cracked me up from Twitter. Shout out to Yankee19962000 on Twitter because I was tweeting about Nestor and how Nestor, it just was deja vu, right? The Yankees are the only team to sweep the Brewers this year. And I was there for those games, the first 2 games, obviously opening day, and then that Saturday where Nestor was batting practice, right? Remember Nestor had the blonde hair? Well, Nestor gets traded to the Padres, and he comes out there tonight, and he's batting practice again. Just giving up homers. So Yankees 1996-2000 says, so glad Boone brought him in to game 1 of the World Series to pitch for the first time in months instead of Tim Hill. Fireable offense will never be forgiven. I do think that's hilarious now. Obviously, the past is in the past, but Nestor has been terrible since that moment. How did the Yankees even think to get so cute and crafty to pitch a guy that hadn't pitched, a starter that doesn't pitch out of bullpen in that moment? But, you know, then they get into this year, they can't not go to Tim Hill. They overused Tim Hill. Whatever. It's in the past. It's in the past. Maybe BT and Sal. Maybe Sal asks Boone tomorrow on the Fan, hey, have you seen Nestor? You guys broke Nestor and traded him away. Have you seen Nestor since he gave up the first ever walk-off Grand Slam in the World Series? Like, his career is slipping away. It seems like he is just not a major league caliber pitcher. But you guys thought to bring him out to face Ohtani and whatnot. There's actually an article right now, too, that I was looking at. When you just search, like, Yankees news on Twitter or on Google, one of the first articles that comes up, Dodgers urged to embarrass Yankees, sign former All-Star reliever having nightmare season. And so what the article is about is the Dodgers in the offseason signing Devin Williams in free agency to embarrass the Yankees further. And you already know he's going to go out there and be lights out, be their closer, and then probably go, whatever. Who cares, bro? It is what it is. Last year's over. The Yankees need to get right now and evolve and continue evolving and get to their final form with this team, get healthy with this team, get Max Fried right with this team, get Judge back out there, get Stanton in the lineup with Judge, continue to run and steal bases and put pressure on other defenses and pitchers and catchers and, man, make a push for first place, win the division. Make a push towards the postseason where anything can happen. And maybe you can get to a World Series and right your wrongs from last year. I don't believe it can happen, but it don't matter what I believe. Prove me wrong. Gary is in Waterbury, back on the fan. G Makes, what's up? You're in there.
Make fair the Cavalier.
Yeah.
I smash teeth, F your beef, no relief, I step on stage.
The girls scream like I'm Keith.
Ah,
won't yo, be around next year. My rap's too severe.
My rap's too severe, kicking mad flavor in your ear.
There it is.
This is my
guy.
Yo, you my dog. You know it's been a minute. Yo, it's been a minute too. But, yo, the AL isn't as weak as it was last year. We're going to have to do some fighting this year.
Yeah, I know it.
To make it back. It's not as weak as it was last year.
Let's see where we land. I would like to bypass the wild card round. You know?
Yeah. No, Toronto's got us beat. No.
They have. They've had our number. Vladdy got hurt today. Let's see what happens, man. Let's see what happens. I don't want to be in the wild card round. I don't. I really don't. I really don't.
Yeah, but you know what? A Dallas hater is my best friend. Yeah, you turned the other cheek on the big D, and I appreciate you for it, but you know what? Buffalo, if you're leaning towards Buffalo, they're just as cursed, too.
No, I know.
Buffalo is cursed, too. They were in the 4 Super Bowls, couldn't win one. Yo, Buffalo is just as cursed as Dallas, almost. So
no, I know it.
Just think twice before stepping.
No, I'm just going to go up there and see a game. I'm just going to see how they get down in Buffalo. I don't know who I'm going to pick. I'm going to let my son pick. Honestly, when my son says that's the team
I want to
rock with, I'm going to say we're both rocking with them, son. Off we go.
I appreciate you for that. But, yo, to turn on the big D, I appreciate you for that.
As a Giants Makes, I got to let you go. Pause. Good grief. You said twice. It's a children's program.
That was crazy.
And Ray with the perfectly timed. That was crazy. Ah, Loopy on the late night. We getting there. We are getting there. My boy said, you what? With the big what? You. G Makes, you my man, but that's out of pocket, yo. Time out. You time out. Had to bang the phone on you. Pause, please. Please, there are children that listen to this program. All right, let me get serious. But yeah, I'm done with Jerry Jones and the star. You haven't seen me repping Dallas. You haven't seen me doing that, and I'm not doing that. I'm not. I'm good. I'm good. Micah Parsons, that was the last straw. If there was, you know. I'm sure the offense is going to look better week 1-2 with George Pickens and C.D. Lamb, A.B.C.D., T.D. Lamb. I'm sure they're going to look, better with the different running backs they had because they had no running backs. They had Rico Dowdle. I'm sure Dak Prescott is ready to go until he gets hurt week 3 or 4, and then they got to go to Joe Milton, who's really just boom bazooka Joe. He can throw the deep ball. Other than that, I don't know, folks. But that's not my problem. That's not my issue. That's none of my business. That's none of my business. I'm opting out. I'm an NFL free agent. And the thing about the NFL, like I could talk to you about any team right now. Somebody call up and name a random team. We'll talk about that team. 888-808-1019. I mean, I guess I could do that in every sport. Probably in hockey I would struggle the most. Definitely could do it in Major League Baseball and NBA. But I think NFL the most, you guys all know the starting quarterbacks. For the most part, you all know the starting running backs. You can name at least 1 or 2 wide receivers. You could probably name a corner, safety, somebody on the D-line on every NFL team. every NFL team. You probably tell me how many years they've been in the league. It's just NFL is different. I think, you know, more than ever, you can be an NFL fan that is far away from the city that the team that you root for plays in, and you can see everything. You can follow along on Twitter. You can follow their reporters. You can follow their accounts on Instagram. You can follow podcasts. You could be fully entrenched. You could be a Minnesota Vikings fan in New Jersey. You can be a Chiefs fan in Long Island. You can be a Raiders fan in Connecticut. It doesn't matter. We can stream everything. We can see everything. We can follow along. And the NFL is like that. I'm very much looking forward to this season. I think this is a season that nobody knows what's going to happen. It's too hard to go back-to-back. You know, I don't want to believe that the Eagles are going to go back-to-back. I think they have a good shot. That's something I wanted to talk about tonight with the Giants. Not to rain on your parade at all, but here is where I think, and it's not going to really rain on your parade. There is no rain on your parade because I think this is going to materialize. So there's a part of the Giants' schedule that no matter how they come out of the gate, Commanders on the road, Cowboys on the road, Chiefs at home, September 21st, Sunday Night Football. I'll see y'all out there at the tailgate. More details on that coming once we get, you know, inside a month. Chargers, then they go to New Orleans and face the Saints. And then here is where they did them no favors. October 9th, Saquon Barkley, Jalen Hurts, A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, and the Philadelphia Eagles will come to MetLife. I have no idea what the Giants' record will be at that point. But that's October 9th. I believe that is a Thursday night football game. Let me double check the calendar. Correct. So that's a short week, right? After you go down to New Orleans, which New Orleans shouldn't be good. But I don't know. There's something about the Superdome. Did y'all see the fight that broke out? Buddy literally beat the pants off him. There was a fight right at the door of the Superdome between a Jaguars fan in a Travis Hunter shirt and, I don't know, a dude wearing a polo. I guess he might have been a New Orleans fan. Go look that up. Literally beat the pants off, buddy. Like, his pants came off at the end of the fight. That's embarrassing. You could never leave the crib after that. Anyway, October 9th. This is when 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, week 6. Depending on how this stretch goes is whether we're going to see Jackson Dart or I don't know, Jameis Winston, because you have a short week to prepare for Philadelphia at home. Then you got to go out to Mile High. You got to go out to face Bo Nix and the Broncos, who I think they're sneaky. Gallo's coming up. Gallo coming up is a Broncos fan. He's not disowning his team because better days are ahead with Peyton and the Broncos. You got to go out to the altitude and face them 10 days later. And then you got to go down to Philly. So that three-week stretch where you play the Eagles on a short week, then go out to Denver to face the Broncos, and then come back and got to go to Philly to face the Eagles, I think that's make or break time. I think that is make or break time, week 6, 7, or 8. And depending on what the Giants' schedule is or record is then, like if you don't have more than 3 wins, which where are the 3 wins coming from? Who are you beating? The Commanders? Let's say the Giants surprise Jaden Daniels. Not for none, Jaden Daniels on my screen right now. Like he is, there is no sophomore slump. He's like that, bro. Like, he's going to be tough to beat. And even if you're rushing him, like, this kid is a football player, a quarterback. Okay, maybe you go to Dallas. The Giants are due to go to Jerry World and knock off the Dallas Cowboys week 2. Maybe you go to Dallas and maybe you're 1-1. Are the Chiefs going to lose to the Giants on Sunday Night Football? I just don't see it week 3. So then you're 1-2. Maybe you can beat the Chargers coming across the country. Who knows what they're going to be? They've already suffered a massive injury. So maybe you could beat the Chargers. I'll give you that. You're 2-2. And then I'll give you can go down there and beat the Saints. You're 3-2. That is the only, you got to be 3-2 before you enter the gauntlet of the Eagles, the Broncos, the Eagles, week 6, 7, and 8. 888-808-1019. When we come back, I'll do a tell me something cool and we'll wrap this thing up. Keep McPherson on the fan. BRB.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Now it's time for panelist Keith McPherson. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
There it is. Hey, John, good to hear from you always. Couple cool things. I mean, the coolest thing tonight is the Yankees not playing but gaining ground in the standings. Toronto loses, Boston loses, and we're waiting to see if the Guardians mess around and lose. They're up 3-0, but... you know, even the Astros got smoked, shut out 10-0. So that's a good night. It's a good night for the Yankees fans as we are at the top of the wild card and 5 games out of first place. We've got 2 at our home away from home, and then we come home for Seinfeld night. Yes, George Costanza sleeping under his desk bobblehead night. One of my boys hit me like, bro, can you get me one of those? I'm like, I guess, because, you know, the secret is out about me watching movies. I never saw an episode of Seinfeld either. Yeah, sorry. But I did go to YouTube, and something cool on YouTube, you can search on YouTube, you know, Yankees Seinfeld clips or highlights, and they have a whole thing that shows you Paul O'Neill, Bernie, Derek Jeter, the fake George Steinbrenner, Buck Showalter. Yes, Ray, you've seen Seinfeld, no?
Just real quick about Seinfeld. It's a bit overrated, but if you want to watch a really funny show in the vein of Seinfeld, watch Curb Your Enthusiasm.
No, I've seen a ton of Curb, and I know Larry David used to be a writer on Seinfeld. It's funny. I think I was listening to Evan the other day talk about, like, wanting a comedy that him and his wife could binge, but I think they were looking for something older. I think somebody suggested The Cosby Show. I'm like, yo, watch Curb. Curb never misses. You can go to HBO Max. You can watch any of those Curb episodes. But yeah, first 18,000 guests will get a George Costanza sleeping under his desk bobblehead. And I think I got to go pull up to get one of those. What's this quote? I don't watch the show. It says, I love a good nap. Sometimes it's the only thing getting me out of bed in the morning. Yeah, I need that. I need that because with my sleep schedule and my baby, I love a good nap. I've become a professional nap taker. I can literally hit a 30-minute timer on my phone, take a nap in it. Like, I don't need to sleep. Even last week, people were like, when do you sleep? I fake slept from 11:30 to 4. Alarm went off, came in, did Boomer and Geo, went home, couldn't fall asleep, but laid in bed from like 12:15 to 2:15, and then went back to Yankee Stadium. So, yeah, that's coming up. What else was there? Something for the Met fan. Even though John Sterling would not want me to tell you something cool for the Met fan, he'd say, Keith, my boy, you know you don't have to. You can leave that out. Tomorrow, something is brewing in Queens or from Queens. I think it was in Queens where they shot this. Donovan Spida Mitchell, Met fan, New York's own, plays for the Cavaliers. The Knicks never actually went and got him. He will be on Cafe Con Lindor, episode 2 tomorrow. So you go from Action Bronson to Donovan Mitchell, whose dad worked for the team. And yeah, he'll sit down and have a cup of coffee with Francisco Lindor, and I know there were a lot of people saying, Lindor can sit down and talk to a rapper about Cleveland pizza, but he can't get a freaking hit. No hits. Nah, he actually did get some hits. He did string together multi-hit games and some homers and some doubles, and he's player of the week. So good for Francisco Lindor, player of the week, and now he will sit down with Donovan Mitchell on Cafe Con Lindor. All right, folks, I think that's all I got, man. I think that's all I got. But I don't think, oh, I know something else. This isn't cool, but this is something that I wanted to bring to the table. And I got a couple minutes here. My last call dropped off, and I'll probably go right up here until we go to Pico de Gallo. Fox Sports came out with a contenders rankings as of August 18th today. Here's their rankings. Number one, the Milwaukee Brewers. Number two, the Toronto Blue Jays. Number three, the Los Angeles Dodgers, who got walked off tonight by the Rockies. Number four, the Philadelphia Phillies. Number five, the Detroit Tigers. Number six, the Chicago Cubs. Number seven, the San Diego Padres. Number eight, the Boston Red Sox. Number nine, the Seattle Mariners. And number 10, the Houston Astros. You guys need me to read that again? Rowan Kavner from MLB put together a contenders ranking. They ranked 10 teams and did not add one New York team. I think that's obviously for clicks, but that's also valid with the struggles of these two New York teams. Here we are in an echo chamber. Here we are biased. Here we are going to fight and think that the Mets and the Yankees are in it and they're going to get right and this is it. And I do think that both teams will make the postseason. But there's somebody that just put their name on a contenders ranking of a top 10 list, and they left the Mets and the Yankees out. I mean, the Mets just beat the Mariners, who came in at number 9. I'm pretty sure I saw the Yankees sweep them. We'll see what happens with the Red Sox, who came in at number 8. We'll see what happens with them this weekend. There's not nobody else I can really check on this list. The Dodgers shouldn't be that high at 3 after the struggles they've had. But they're the Dodgers, and they're going to get healthy, and you know they'll be there. But yeah, the other thing I didn't really talk about is conference realignment, division realignment. I think I asked Rec about it as a player. As a fan, I don't care. As a fan, I think it will help some things. It will obviously change some things. I've lived long enough. They changed things in 95 with the wild card. They're going to keep changing things. Evolve or dissolve. If we want the game to stay prominent and we want people still interested, we want the younger generation to care, you gotta keep evolving and changing things. And Major League Baseball is going to look to do that. I have Jim Bowden's proposed realignment. The East will be the Red Sox, Mets, Yankees, Phillies. The North will be the Reds, Guardians, Tigers, Blue Jays. A Mid-Atlantic group will be the Orioles, a Charlotte expansion team, the Pirates, the Nationals. The Southeast would be the Braves, Marlins, Rays, and a Nashville expansion team. The Midwest would be the Cubs, White Sox, Brewers, and Twins. The Southwest would be the Astros, Royals, Cardinals, Rangers. The Pacific Coast would be the Rockies, Athletics, Mariners, Giants, and the West would be the Diamondbacks, Angels, Dodgers, and Padres. I'm fine with it, man. So be it. They've changed the game so much and we forget about it. Can they get the automatic balls and strike system available for October? Why not? We need it, and I think it would add a flair to the game. We've already forgotten about the pitch clock. I'm never looking at that in the ballpark. I don't care about that until somebody has a violation or until the umpire steps off to be like, hey, make eye contact, whatever. The bigger bases, banning of the shift, whatever. The expanded postseason, fine, so be it. You know, they're trying to make changes that are going to push the game into the future, and I want the game to exist in the future. I want the game to be alive and healthy where my son has an interest in it when he's 10, when he's 15. I would really hate for me to do all this work to be who I am, and then by the time my son is 10, 15 years old, he's like, I'm not going to the game. Like, really, bro? You don't want to go to the game? You're bugging. All right, guess I'm going to go by myself. Have fun with your video games. You know, this younger generation, that's what they do. Shout out to the younger generation in his YouTube chat. Younger generation's like, we want to watch the live stream. We want to be on our phones. We want to be anonymously in the chat. Roasting Keith. Making fun of what Keith looks like. Like Scott says, we knew Keith had a face for radio. But this is taking it to the next level. Scott, you... Scott, you a funny guy, Scott. You got me. I have a whole modeling contract. I was signed to BMG Models. What are you talking about, bro? I chose not to pursue the modeling acting lifestyle. So I could sit in this seat, take calls, and talk sports with y'all every night. My bad. I'll work on the face and the voice and the show and all that. Coming up next, Gallo, Pico de Gallo, Rocket, filling in for Big Mac. I'll be back tomorrow. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.